Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Nate Bargatze, the host of the Nate Land Podcast. And this episode is titled The First Episode because it is our first episode that we are doing. So I hope you listen to it the whole way through, being the first episode, and then you come back for more. What's up, everybody? This is Nate Bargatze. This is the first episode of the Nate Land Podcast. I did a podcast a long time ago, a very, very long time ago, right when podcasts were getting big, and then we stopped it. It was basically like if you like got a tip about Google, and then you were like, let's get out of it. I mean, it was like 2010 or something, I don't know. So, but now we're doing it again. COVID has forced me into a podcast because I can't do anything. So we're doing it here. We're in Nashville, Tennessee. This is the first one. I'm excited to do a show. I don't know exactly what this show is going to end up being. It's just us hanging out, a couple comics. Let me introduce you to the comics that are in here. I got Brian Bates,
hey,
who's on the road with me a lot, and Aaron Weber's been on the road with me once, and that will be the only that'll be the last time. He really blew it. I just figured, you know, we're here. We're all stuck in Nashville. So let's do a podcast. You know, let's get it going. We did all the proper stuff. We took people's head temperatures.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, the gun that you point at your head.
We did the gun mm-hmm. to point at their head. Mine was lower than what it should be.
Yeah.
Is that good?
What was it?
I was like 96 or something.
That's what I was. Yeah, I run a little cold.
Do you?
I think so.
Is that good to be 96?
I mean, it's further away from a fever, right? So that's got to be good.
I mean, like, will there be bragging of like, my temperature's like, some guy gets mad when they do it. He's like, mine's 93. So maybe chill out. Like, he's a guy. I just watched Contagion, movie with Matt Damon. And for some reason, this has made me want to watch it. Like, it was. You know, it's like almost like if you smell pizza, and then you go get pizza. Like in your mind, like I don't know, that's a good example. But I because of all this, I wanted to watch Contagion, and I wanted to see like what it was, and it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's exactly this, and the stuff that they talk about and the stuff that they say in that movie is all exactly what's happening in the world, and Matt Damon's immune to it. And I mean, this one, like, I mean, they were not to ruin, but people were just dying immediately from that whatever they had there. But it's all the stuff that's happening. Matt Damon's immune to it, and so he does a lot of that yelling. Like they're like, "You get back, sir," and he's like, "No, I'm immune to it. It's fine." Like people are like, "Oh, okay, man. Sorry, man. We didn't, you know." Like there's. That's essentially what I'm saying this would be if you go in, you're like, my temperature is a 92, so maybe maybe I'm not the one you need to be yelling at. Like, if it's really low, you know?
Uh-huh. I think 93 is your...
What's the lowest...
That's a problem.
Look up what the lowest temperature...
I think anything lower than 95...
That's
a concern.
I think you got to be right around it. I don't think it can go that low. 95 to...
record for the lowest body temperature, which an adult has been known to survive, is 56.7. Right.
Yeah, that's
I mean, that guy can't get COVID. 56.
He was submerged in cold, icy water for quite some time.
So that wasn't just his natural body temperature. That's something happened to him.
Oh, he was in cold water. Yeah. That's like taking a cold shower.
He's not walking around everyday life running 56 degrees. That would be a problem.
Hypothermia is if your body temperature falls below 95. I mean, that's, you wish you had a little more wiggle room, and you don't.
Yeah, we're pretty close to hypothermia at all times.
At all times. I mean, we, at any point, you just jump in there. 95 degrees.
But I would low love, body temperature may occur with an infection, so.
I might already have.
You guys may have it right now.
Okay, you were 0.1 degrees hotter than I was. I don't know if you're much safer than I am, dude.
I don't know. That's, yeah. All right, 95 degrees is hypothermia. I thought it'd be, you know, what do I know? That's the point of this show, too. We know nothing. And so that is what I do want this show to be. Like, I, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff that, like, people want to use. I was, like, a lot of celebrities are using their platform in very good ways where they want to, you know, you should all, I don't know, go live a good life, be a nice person. But that's not what I want to do this. I'm not a big platform guy. I don't like using a platform. I think it's embarrassing to say I need to use my platform. Like, it's insane to me to use it for stuff. I look at this show as like just trying, what I want to do this podcast for us to be just funny and people can watch this. And then if you are fighting the good fight, I do think you need a break. You know, those, you can't just argue all day long, and we should be, our platform should be used in a way that you can come here and like just laugh and not feel, you know, we don't know what body temperatures we're supposed to be.
I was going
to
say, we made a pretty good case from the get-go.
And so we should never say anything. I never say anything about anything because I went to high school and that's it. And I had a rough time getting out of high school. It wasn't like just a breeze. It wasn't like I just flew out and was colleges were knocking on the door. It was crazy. It's like I went to a community college, and I mean I have a joke about it where but it was, it's all true. I had no credits when I went to this community college. I took speech. I got an A in speech though.
Okay.
I did a speech on Vandy's 96 football season, and I had a highlight reel. Vandy, by the way, I had a highlight reel. I'm a big Vanderbilt fan, and Vanderbilt had a highlight reel that I got, and they went 5-6 that year. And it was a year from, I think we played Notre Dame, which yeah. Aaron's a big Notre Dame
That's
guy.
The year you were doing a speech about?
Yeah.
When you went 5-6?
Yeah, that was all we had, year. Dude. I watched it. I mean, I watched this. Dude, it was a VHS tape. My parents got it. For me for Christmas. My mom worked at Vanderbilt and she was in like the ticket office, and so they gave it to her, and it was 5-6. That was the year we lost to LSU. We had two delay game penalties and we got
an extra point.
Yeah, on an extra point, Vandy, instead of, they were going to go for two because we were beating LSU. LSU was ranked 7th, I think, in the country, and we score with maybe, I think, 13 seconds left, and we're up 6-7. It's very exciting. Man. We're going to go for two. Might as well. It didn't really matter. If we beat this team, it's like going to be unbelievable. We get a delay game penalty trying to decide on the play. And then so we're like, all right, fine. We're still going to go for two. It's only 5 yards. Another delay game penalty. They still couldn't decide. And then now we kick the extra point, gets blocked, and then we lose. And that's what this podcast is going to be like that. It's like that play. Like, it's just where it's like, yeah, we tried it and it was terrible. So I don't know, but that's what I think, this show is. And this, you know, we just need to be fun and hope we're funny. I don't know. We might not be, we're all, you know, cause we got to get back in the groove of being funny. I think that's a big thing for comics is, you got to be, you know, it's like hanging out with comedians. That's why, too, I've always thought about doing a podcast in the fact that being funny is a muscle that you need to work. And when you're not, you know, when you're just watching like sad Contagion all day long, it gets down, you know, you're not fun.
Yeah. Just talking to yourself in your house.
What was your major in college?
I don't think I had it.
What did you think you were going to major in?
I think I said communication. Like, I think.
Do you major in something in community college? Like, do you have a?
Yeah, you majored in a lot of things. That's what sent you to community colleges. You had some wrong majors. It was. I think I said communication was what my major was going to be. And I think I wanted to be a sports.
Yeah, I was about to say, what did you think you're going to do with that?
Yeah, like this podcast one day. I was going to do, like on Seinfeld, when he's like, I could be a sports announcer. I like sports. You always talk about the funny things I say. I say good comments. Yeah, well, they give those to guys that typically are in sports. I think that's what I was going to try to be. But I mean, there was no concept of what I was going to get out of college. Like, I went there, and then I went to Western Kentucky for a semester. Again, all remedial classes. It felt bowling at Western Kentucky.
How'd you do that?
Huh? I don't even know. It was more impressive. They told me it was more impressive than getting an A was to fail it. And I'm an unbelievable. I'm not that bad at bowling either. I bowled a 266 is my high.
What, in that class?
No. Oh, okay. But like since then, when I got out of college, and just on the local bowling circuit, me and my buddy Jeremy, they used to have in Hermitage in Nashville, they do quarter mania bowling, and we used to go and we got like really good because we'd go every Wednesday and bowl for like 4 hours, and so we ended up getting like pretty good. And now we go back to it, and they do it's like disco or it's like music bowling where it's like a night because now we're older. And you go in, just the lights go off. It's like glow in the dark.
Cosmic bowling. Yeah.
And so you're just, and music is super loud, and you're like, you know, I want the music down. I'm not a fun car ride.
You don't listen to music in the car?
No. I can listen to nothing. Like, I like listening to, I can listen to podcasts, or podcast, radio, like sports talk a lot. I like listening to a lot of talk radio, and I can also, I've been known to not cut the radio on for quite a bit, like where it's...
Are you talking, like when y'all ride together, are you talking the whole time, or is it just silence in the car?
No, we talk.
Oh, he makes me stay quiet.
And make him sit in the back, and face backwards.
You're in a station wagon?
Yeah, station wagon. No, I'm not, and that's the part that's frustrating. It's a regular car, but he still needs his face backwards. No, we don't. I don't cut it on. I'm trying to get more into music. I told my wife that we were listening. They made me a playlist for Father's Day with just a bunch of like father daughter songs, stuff made you cry. You meant to you start the older you get, you can cry a lot easier too. Mm-hmm. As a you know, you're a young man, right? How old are you?
28.
You're a young man, and you probably don't have any intentions of crying. You don't feel like crying's in your world.
I cry more than I'm proud of.
You do?
But I do it very privately. I get into movies, TV shows.
Yeah.
I'll cry.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, dude, probably 2 nights ago. Watching
Contagion?
Not Contagion. No, that's a different Contagion. Cry. That's a very different
cry. You
meant
to what they did do good in Contagion? Like, so a kid dies at the very beginning. So I don't think I'm going to get anything away. But again, it's a movie.
It's an old movie, right?
Yeah, so the kid dies because he gets it, the mom and the kid. Gwyneth Paltrow's in this, and she dies immediately, which is pretty crazy. Like, she's just like, it was like she's like, I can do this movie, but not that long. And they're like, all right, we're going to kill you off real fast. And so she dies and the kid dies, but they don't really show it so much of the kid dying. It's not this like long, drawn-out thing, which I was happy with. So it's not this like tear, you're not like emotionally like, you know, it's kind of like it happens and it's about just moving the story along, which I did, you know, kudos for that. Contagion, you know, I like to promote this podcast. People go like, when did this podcast come out? Like 94? Like, yeah, it's an old one.
But you're saying scenes like that affect you a lot more now that you're
now that you're dead. Yeah, man. Like, I mean, commercials, anything, when you have a kid, I think the older you get, my dad can cry. He cries all the time now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think once you hit a certain age, I'm 41, so I think you get 40 and above, just the waterworks, it's open, man. You can just cry. I mean, you try to...
In public or just at the house?
No, I don't... There's no, like, just bawling, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, it's just, like, you're not, like...
You don't lose it.
I don't lose it. Sure. No, it's a very much, like, a dude trying to keep it together. But you can feel more emotions come up than I think normally. Than I did when I was a younger man.
Yeah.
And I think it just gets worse. I mean, that's what I think. That it's just going to keep going. And, like, it's going to be a nightmare.
I've noticed that just with my parents. just they more cry. Emotional about stuff over yeah. over the years.
Yeah.
You get sentimental about stuff that you were never sentimental about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you just, you can picture stuff and, yeah, you start, yeah, I don't know, start bawling. Anyway, that's what we're trying to do here at the Nate Land podcast. It's just, we get a moment of just everybody's crying.
Yeah.
If we have one show where all three of us cry, that will be the last episode we do. It will be the end. I can't even predict it. I'm not saying, but I'm saying in the second episode, if all three of us cry, then this show is canceled.
I think one of us cries, we'll have to have a discussion. You know what I mean?
I think they might be voted out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I would like it.
Uh-huh.
I would be very uncomfortable.
Well, that'd probably be me, just for...
You would cry.
Age.
Yeah. Yeah. We got Bates on the computer, the guy that... I mean, we just taught him that he can type in the browser. Like, it was the funniest. We had him looking up something on Google. So we said, just search it. And he goes to, in the browser, he goes to google.com to then type into the Google doc, to go into the page.
You got to search for Google first.
You got to search for Google first. And then he went and typed it in.
Yeah, where's Google at?
Try to find
let's,
it.
Let's search for it.
I feel like as you older, you just get steps like that in your life that you're like, yeah, you don't need that step anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll still use this other step. You went into it as if the internet was made yesterday and we were trying it. And you're like, go to google.com first. And then I had you go to the private window too.
Yeah.
You just logged in. I'm just going to get your emails now because on the regular one.
Well, I had to log in on my MySpace to find
yeah. Yeah, I remember I was the computer guy at my elementary school when I was in first grade. Like when the school started using the internet, and I remember I got called out of class by another teacher, and they brought me into the classroom, and she had typed out a URL in Netscape, the browser they were using.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, I got it typed out. How do I make it go?
Yeah.
And I just pressed enter and then walked out of the room. So
just like, I mean,
I'm reminded of that just watching on. Bates fly around on the computer here. There you go. Yeah. You press enter.
Enter.
There you go.
How do you spell Netscape? I remember, you know, the thing I was blown away by in technology wise, DVR. I remember when DVR. So I'm not going to give this joke away, but like, because I talk about it in my new hour, but I talk about being, I was born in 79, so we're like, I'm a generation gap. So I was in between. So I didn't have computers or nothing growing up, but then I did have them when I was in high school. We had AOL and stuff. We got that. So I've seen, like, I'm in a world that, like, I kind of, in my formative years, I've grown up with nothing and then some, and then having stuff. But I remember DVR, when I first heard about DVR, I could not wrap my head around it. And I mean, I was probably in my 20s, I guess. It's been around for a while now. Has it been 10 years or whatever? But so it's been around for a while. But when I first heard it, I just couldn't understand, like, how are you recording live TV? Like, you know, I was like, where is it going? Like, what's... And it was like the first technology thing that I just couldn't believe. Like, I just didn't.
It was
like,
just TiVo at that point, right?
It was TiVo.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can rewind it? Like, it didn't make sense to me that that stuff worked. And it took a long time for me to, I'm not saying I even really get it now.
Yeah. I'd like you to explain it to us right now.
I don't know.
Does it go into the future? Yeah. I think you think it goes to the future.
It goes, I know, I think I can see what's going on tomorrow. That's how I check tomorrow's weather. It's fast forward to tomorrow.
But you would record stuff with like a VHS tape, right? From TV?
Yeah.
So it's the same principle, but it's just not a VHS tape. It's just a hard drive.
Yeah. But I mean, what's a hard drive, you know? I mean, how is this even working? How are we hearing this? There's a lot of stuff that's crazy. Yeah. I think there's a lot of stuff that no one knows how it truly works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even these microphones, someone could, like, kind of tell you, and then I think they would be, like, eventually they would get to a point, and they go, I mean, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah.
You put a thing in there. Like, they could talk to you a little bit about it, and then they would go, then it's, like, a thing in there.
I would tap out pretty quickly, yeah.
Having to do a microphone?
No, if somebody explained it, I mean, I don't know what any of the terms, dynamoid, cart, you know what I'm talking about? You know those words?
No, I've never heard of those words.
Wow.
I heard a Google
tech expert
5 minutes
Aaron
ago.
Weber. Let's go on the scene to our tech expert, Aaron Weber. Aaron, how's it going down there with the dymoids? And then you just And then you pop in. Hey, everybody, I'm here in the dymoid section. We had a fight breakout.
That word is probably so far off from what I'm trying. Have you ever heard that word before, talking about microphones?
No.
Carthoid?
No. Carthoid?
Y'all know what I'm talking about? The sound guy knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's all in there, dude.
So, we're not supposed to show that other people in the room because of COVID, but no, just go ahead. No, I'm joking. Oh, I'm joking. You go, I don't know. Guy, come on. We have 50 people in the room. No one can. 60 people in this room. Nobody can tell me what. We're trying to act like we're all Zoom. We're not near each other. 100 people in this room.
You guys all bought tickets to this. 5
people have the flu, and you're going to tell me. The guy in the back coughing, you don't know
what a carfoid is?
What a carfoid is in between the coughs. I mean, we're in a pandemic, man. It's all we did temperature checking. That works. You actually had a COVID test.
I did, man.
You did.
That was my big adventure.
To go do that.
Yeah.
So just so Zany's in Nashville, which you weren't at Zany's, but Zany's in Nashville. I did a show there a couple weeks ago. They're doing all the proper things. They have the seats spread out. It doesn't look like it when everybody's in there. It does feel, it was less people, but it feels packed. But it's because when everybody would leave and you see the tables, they were properly the way theirs should be. And then when everybody gets in there, obviously, and no one's been out, so it even feels worse, you know, than it is. So we did a show. Then D.L. Hewley was there. And he did a show, and he passed it on stage. I'm sure a lot of people saw that video. He just, like, started, like, rambling. You know, like, something happened. And then he passed it on stage and then tested positive for COVID. So everybody at Zany's had to get tested. DL might still be in Nashville. He had a quarantine for 14 days. And then and he's fine now. He put videos out. And then, as we know, no one's tested positive at Zany's from it, so it seems like no one's got it.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody had to go do it. Your fiance, she said she works there. She tested negative.
Yeah.
You had to get tested too.
Yeah.
And then, so how was that? Where'd you go?
Right outside of Nissan Stadium. They have a big parking lot.
Oh, really?
Set up. And it's this huge drive through. They got cones. It's this huge. I was actually really impressed with what I expected it to just be a nightmare.
Yeah.
But I mean, it took about 2 hours, but you just drive up. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to pay.
Yeah.
You just go up and do it.
Yeah.
Did you guys go together?
Yeah, two of us. I think you can have two people in a car.
Okay.
Did
it hurt?
It did hurt pretty bad.
Like, what are they? Do they stick the thing?
Yeah, and it's like a little straw, a really thin straw. They shove up your nose and then they twist it.
Oh.
And they go pretty far. You don't know how far you can go up your nose until somebody does that. They go up pretty high.
Is it like you think it's going to stop? Two times before it stops.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
And like, you're like, that's got to be, whoa.
No, right. Yeah, there's more there. There's some more room.
It's like you just keep opening doors to a house, and you're like, there's another door. And then you keep going.
I was trying the whole time. So there's like three checkpoints when you pull up. It took like 2 hours total, but like 30 minutes into it, a guy stops you. He takes all your information. Then like 30 minutes later, another guy stops you, verifies all your information. And then like 45 minutes later, you get to where they do the actual test.
Yeah.
So I was thinking the whole time, like, we're the 900th car maybe to come through that day, and it was like noon.
Yeah.
So I was thinking the whole time, like, when I waited tables, I was obsessed with the small talk.
Yeah.
Like, there's like three jokes that people make.
Yeah.
At a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, like.
You like what are making they? These jokes.
Well, I was one, like, I didn't want to be a hack.
Yeah.
In the COVID test.
Yeah.
Right? You don't make your you don't be the guy that it's like, all right.
Man. Like, how many of these same conversations are they having all day? So I was like, I'm going to try to have like a genuine moment with one of these people, right? So the first guy stops. He goes, what's your last name? And I said, Weber. And he goes, 1B or 2? And I was like, 1, like the grill, not the basketball player. That was my big joke.
Yeah.
And he gave me nothing.
Yeah.
Like, he might have, you know, he had a mask. So maybe he smiled. I don't think he did. So,
is it like what we just gave you when we heard it?
Yeah.
It was worse than that, actually.
It was worse? He made it worse? He's like, ugh.
I made his day worse.
You heard
him
go, I hope you have it.
So then,
That's what he's, and you're like, what's that? And he goes, nothing. And then he's like, you're like, I don't think they're supposed to say that. I'm rooting for this guy to have it.
So,
and I hope it's bad.
So, like, I bomb real bad, and then you gotta wait. Then you got 30 minutes before your next checkpoint. So, I was thinking, I gotta
try it again. So, double down on that joke.
Let's workshop the joke a little bit in the car. And then the next guy goes, he goes, Weber, it's Weber with one B. And I go, yeah, like the grill. And he goes, no, I got it.
He just ended it.
Not having
that guy beeped forward and goes, got a car here. Terrible joke. And he let him go. He's like, no, we're fine.
Look, to be fair, it's a pretty dire situation. I mean, it's like we're testing for it's a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's a tough.
Are they all wearing hazmat suits?
It's a tough crowd. Yeah, kind of hazmat suit. Or like. The white
a starter jacket,
not a full head thing, but they got masks on
old
and
Titans
gloves. And
Titans wear. They all have Titans. The pro shop. They should do that. They all just have Titans, Eddie George jerseys, yeah. And you're like, oh, okay.
Helmets with the visor.
Yeah,
yeah. So the last guy, he's doing the actual test, right? So we're a little nervous because we've heard that it hurts. So the guy, I rolled out the window. And he walks up, he goes, just to let you know, it's going to be a little bit of discomfort. And I go, dude, I heard it feels really good to try to get, he gave me one of these.
Yeah.
He was so over it. So I bombed real bad. And, but that was my big adventure.
I think they don't, how many people they got to talk to? How many people are uncomfortable?
I know.
And like, so it's like, yeah, it's, I get it. You want to be fun and funny. And then they're just like, I don't care. Like
they got moving along.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, dude, there's everybody's a line. No one cares about your dumb jokes. Do they? And so it's like, it hurts or is it just, it's very uncomfortable. It's like,
it's like
very
a
weird.
Shot. It's like a split second of extreme discomfort.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
then
yeah.
It's over. You know, it doesn't last.
And then how long before you find your results?
It took me about a week. I found out yesterday. That I don't have it, by the way.
Positive.
Yeah.
You're like, what's that?
Surprise!
Maybe I should have left with that. Yeah. I don't
you
have go, it.
You go, you undo an envelope, so we're going to find out. You're like, what? Dude, no, look before you get here. Like,
yeah, I don't have it.
You don't have it.
Yeah.
That's good. Did they do the antibody test, too?
Like, no, I don't have it. You got to go. They weren't doing that.
They weren't doing that.
Now, you can go to like a Walgreens or something, and I think they can do those there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see if you've had it. Yeah. That's crazy, man. That's, I wonder if everybody's going to have to get it at some, like the test. Like, you think we're just slipped through the cracks and not do a test? Or does everybody have to go do the test?
I think everybody pretty much thinks they've already had it sometime. I feel like everyone I know thinks they had it in February before it even became a thing.
That's just a cool time to say you had it.
I
like,
know.
That's what it's all about. You're like,
I got like a cold in February. And I was saying, thinking that for a while. I was like,
I almost started going, I had it 2 years ago. Like, you need to be, I want to be that guy that does like
I was one of the first ones.
I was one of the first ones.
I brought it here.
Yeah, I brought it here. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the guy. Well, Gwyneth Paltrow again in Contagion. Not to ruin it. But they narrow it down to her. Like, she's. I mean, they're looking at videos, and she's straight up like
patient zero
problem, and then brings it home and then just kills everyone.
Well, doesn't it happen like the back of a restaurant somewhere?
Yeah,
there?
There's like
in
a
China?
Pig or something, and then yeah, pig had it first. This this pig got it, and then I don't remember his name, but he as a joke calling the guy pig. No? All right, stuff like that, guys, that you will see at the Nate Land podcast where we get stuff out of the way and jokes out. Do you think you do a joke about it?
About what?
On stage, like COVID?
I mean, based on how that story did
here,
just now, probably not.
You gotta punch it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you got the bad jokes out there, so maybe if something new comes along,
So you were
do they lean over you as like I feel like what if they don't walk to the other side? So both of you are in the car, and they have to lean over one of you and go, "Nah, I got it, dude." And you're like, "Why are you coming to this?"
They come around to each.
What
side?
If your window didn't work? You know, like you ever go through a drive-thru, oh, like you have an old car and like your window's weird.
Yeah,
and then you can't like, and then
you gotta go through the crack.
You gotta go, yeah. They go, yeah, and then it makes it way worse. He's like, I've never done it like this. Like, you don't want them to say, like, that's the thing they say before they do it. I've never tried it like this. What if you pulled up and you hear the guy just go, I'm going to try this one with my left hand. And then you just see, like, and he's just like, I don't know. He's nervous with it. Because, you know, you're much more confident. Like, I'm, you know, but then if a guy's like, I did something to my finger, so I'm going to do my left hand on you. And you're like, no, I'll just wait, man. Would you? I'd walk away. I'd be like, I'm good.
You drive. You just drive away?
If the guy was like, I'm going to try my left hand. And I'm going to go, what hand do you normally use? He goes, right hand, but I want to try left hand with you.
Switch it up.
But if he wants to try, he wants to change it up. Dude, he's bored.
Dude, you've sunk in 2 hours into this already. Like, you're in line waiting.
And you would let him do your left hand? Hold a pen with your left hand. Are you like, do you not feel a little sketchy with this?
Yeah, I'm not comfortable right now.
Yeah, and if you had a, like, you don't think you would be... You don't think you would be like, no. Now do your right hand.
I mean, I prefer you feel amazing. Right hand, but
yeah, I feel amazing.
Yeah.
I think I could give you the test with my right
with
hand.
With your right hand?
Left hand, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You were out of town when all that happened. Did you consider just not getting around your fiance until she was tested?
If she was having symptoms, I would have
found,
you know, I would have stayed away from her. But I had a few days in between. Like, by the time I got back into town, from everything I read, she would have started to have symptoms by then. Plus, I was just lazy. So I was like, you know what? Maybe.
I'd just rather go do the test.
This is maybe the best way to get it. We can have a shared experience. It's like we can suffer together. Yeah, exactly.
I've never had chicken pox.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. We tried to get it when I was growing up. My brother had it. And so, like, as most parents do, they would make us sleep in the same bed. They were trying to make me get it because they want you just to get it to get over with. And I never got it, and I still haven't had it. And I think we even did it to see if I, like, maybe I did have it, didn't know. But, and I was like, oh, maybe I'm immune to it. I just told people that, and I don't think that's true. are chickenpox still?
I think they're still around.
Let me get on it.
They're so come back. We're gonna do a commercial break as Brian looks up this for 40 minutes. He's still typing in the Google.
Chickenpox.
Yeah, it's still around. There it is.
Well, we don't know. That's
what.
How many? Scroll down on the right. Let's see how many cases per year this is. Fewer than 200,000.
So now it's preventable by vaccine. So now you shouldn't get it, right? You shouldn't get it now.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's something. That's the positive news today, guys. Chickenpox is out of the way. On to the next. We get like a news person that goes, turns out, guys, chickenpox is on the decline. Yeah. Anyway, up next, Aaron Weber, as in not the basketball player, the grill. Next, we're going to talk to Aaron Weber, like the grill, not the basketball player. About his COVID test.
There's something there.
Yeah. At the Houston Oilers drive-in, they it's a real... That would be like a sports... Like, they get someone non-sports to go cover it, and they're like, I'm at the Houston Oilers facilities, and everybody's like, what? Okay. Speaking of pronouncing a name, first of all, I feel like my name has been pronounced many different ways, and... it's something I do get asked a lot, and by a lot, maybe six people, but they ask me how to say it. So Jimmy Fallon would always say Bargatze, and that's how he said it. And I honestly think we say it wrong as our family. I think we pronounce it. I think our accent just made us trail off, and we pronounced it wrong. And we say Bargatze instead of Bargatze. But I accept all sayings. I've never been, whatever anybody's going to say, which I did a the Ancestry.com thing, right? So we're what I've always been told, we're Italian. Our family comes from like northern Italy, I guess, near Switzerland. That's when I learned those two places touch. And I think it's northern. I don't even know. Could be. So that we're Italian. That's what we've always said my whole life. We're Italian, all that stuff. I used to have a joke about I'm Italian, but we're not good Italian, we're all that. So then I do Ancestry.com, get it back, 0% Italian. Zero. None of it. I mean, in my whole life, I've thought I was Italian.
Yeah.
And I told someone in my family who's older, I said, it said 0% Italian. And he's like, well, that's not right. So he is against the science of it, which I love that he's like, he's old enough to be like, I'm not, it's not, who are they to know? Which is true. You're just spitting in a...
He just discounted the whole test.
The whole Ancestry.com. Which I, you know, good. I mean, you do just spit in a thing. So you're like, I don't know. Who knows where this thing goes? But it said zero. It wasn't a little. It wasn't a hint. It was, I mean, it was like they drove to my house and said, you're out of your mind. You've been telling people you're at that. Like they were upset about it. And so that changed everything. But so I actually, I was like looking up some stuff. And when I, if you type my name in Google, I saw pronunciation came up and you can listen to how people pronounce it and to see which one's right.
Nidborghese.
Do that one again.
Nidborghese.
That's good.
Yeah, he's got bit of an accent.
Go to the third one. I think the third one is
Nidborghese.
That's about right. Now let's go to Hong Kong. How are they? I'm doing pretty good in Hong Kong. This podcast has been out for 2 years in Hong Kong. One more time. All right. By the way, my name, people have said my name like this that are all just American. Yeah. Like it's like a different.
That was Nate Barkitsa. Yeah.
Go to Dutch. Let's see what Dutch is.
Nate Barkitsa.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've had that. As you're brought on stage, and just some guy is like, oh gosh, he just has no idea, and he just says, "Please welcome to the stage, Nate
Barhatsa." Yeah.
Nate Barhatsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn that G into an H, dude. Yeah.
So another thing, so I have a Google alert set up on my name, and I'd imagine I hope a lot of comics do, and I don't seem like I'm just a nightmare, but. It's usually nothing that you get Google alerts about. It's like your album's been downloaded illegally. It's all just that kind of stuff. But sometimes I'll get like a net worth thing, and my net worth is, it's always like kind of ridiculous. You know, cause I'm not famous enough that like they haven't like scoured, you know, like you go look at other people's stuff. It's like all like very scoured. I'm on the fringe where maybe someone's kind of trying, but they're not really trying. And, I mean, one of them said my net worth was $80 million. And I showed my wife that. I was like, we're getting a pool. We have a lot of money. There's, my favorite one has been this one that I looked up. And, I don't know. I get this a lot too. It says my birthday is June 30th, 1976, which is the, you know, I mean, that'd be today.
Yeah. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday. That's wrong. My birthday is March 25th. I was born in 1979, but it says June 30th, 1976.
So right off the bat.
Dude, I think I just got a happy birthday from someone. It used to be that when you my Wikipedia or something said June 30th. I don't know where that came from, but today, that's pretty funny. Today's my...
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, man, it's a big day. 1976, how old am I?
44.
44 years old. Yeah. Right. I'm 41, March 25th. I want to make sure. I'm like, how does that stuff get out? I'm the only one saying it. You're like, well, you're saying it. That's how. So it says I'm from Old Hickory, Tennessee, and was also raised there. I was born in Old Hickory and also raised there. I was born in downtown Nashville, Baptist Hospital. And my parents, Stephen Barghese, that is my dad, he's a magician. And my mom, Dorica Barghese, Dorisa, D-O-R-I-C-A. I don't know if it's Dorica or Dorisa. My mom's name is Carol, but my real parents, Stephen and Dorisa, had me. I was born in Old Hickory. I had three siblings.
Okay.
I've learned of. I thought I only had two, but it turns out I have three. One brother, Worf Barghese, W-R-F, Worf Barghese, my other sister, Paige, and my other sister, Hardy Barghese.
And that's a girl?
It's a girl. Okay. Worf, Paige, and Hardy are all my siblings.
Worf. Play the Star Trek?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I was uncontrollable. Like, I was laughing so hard.
This sounds like somebody trying to get every fact wrong.
I mean, so it's just like, just put stuff in, you know? I am married. My wife, Nate Bargatze, is married to his wife named Shatty Bargatze, S-H-A-T-T-Y. Bargatze, that's my wife. Shatty, which fits in. I mean, you would think, like, his wife's name's Shatty. You're like, well, that's a weird name. You're like, well, he grew up with a Wharf and Hardy. Do you think it's that weird, like, that he married a Shatty? Like, that's not, that would be, it would fit with, like, what you're attracted to.
A Hardy, like a breakfast?
Like a breakfast. Hardy, yeah. She's a big girl. She's big. And Wharf, we've lost contact with Wharf. We haven't talked to him in a while. We don't know where he's at. But he got into some deep, he's on the dark web. I have two kids as well. It says I'm 5'8" too, which I'm like 5'10", 5'11". I like to say 5'11". I think I'm pushing 5'11", but probably 5'10". I have two kids, which named Dutch and Oliver. O-L-I-V-I-E-R. How would you pronounce that?
Olivier.
Olivier?
Right.
What is it?
O-L-I-V-I-E-R.
Oliver with an extra I in there.
Yeah. So you think that was like when we named her, when we named Oliver? Yeah, because it's a girl, so it's not Oliver, it's Olivier.
Olivia. Yeah,
like, that's how Olivia. I'd say so it. Maybe that's the Olivia joke. Maybe that's where that. And then they went Olivier.
Yeah,
because then someone said, "I bet his daughter's name is Olivia." He talks about that on Netflix, and they go, "He's not going to use the real name. I bet it's Olivier." And then
so you and Shatty.
Shatty.
Just wanted to have a French name for a kid.
Had a couple girls, Dutch and Olivier, you know?
Yeah.
Dutch is a solid, could go boy or girl name. That might be it. I've been linked to no controversy, rumors, and legal issues.
So that's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, is there one thing about this is right?
Yeah. I went to McGavick High School and Tennessee State University. could not probably get into either one of those things. I think that's it.
That's so random.
It's pretty great. Yeah. I just love Hardy. Wharf.
Wolf would have been a better name.
Well, a lot of people call him Wolf, and he gets upset about it. That's why he ran off, because everybody's like, this is my brother. They go, this is my brother Wharf. Wharf. He gets real, like, and we're like, calm down, Wharf. We have to tell him to calm down. He starts growling. He growls, and you're like, Wharf, calm down.
Can you pull up a picture of Wharf from Star Trek?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, there's a real Wharf on Star Trek?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember if it's a species or a person. But he's got a weird...
W-O-R-F.
What?
W-O-R-F.
Oh, well, I think it might be W-A-R-F. But it's W-O-R-F. Oh,
yeah, Wharf Star Trek.
Yeah, there you go.
See what this guy looks like. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy looks like a Wharf. That's, I mean...
That's what your brother looks like.
Yeah. That is my brother.
No, it's his son, right?
Wharf's my brother.
Okay.
His son is Olivier. Yeah.
Olivier and Dutch.
Dutch,
no, it's two daughters.
You don't have a kid. Sorry.
This is, that is a Wharf that when you, if you saw him, you would, and you'd be like, his name's Wharf, you'd be like, all right, yeah. Like you would, you know what I mean? Like if that guy showed, just say that guy in real life walks up and just goes, hey, you know, my name's Wharf, you would be like, yeah. Like, you would not be like, what's that? You would almost be able to guess it. I think you would almost be like, what do you think his name is? You're like, Wharf? For some reason, I'm feeling Wharf. It feels like it.
If a kid comes out with that forehead, you almost have to call him Wharf.
That's like that the
you can't just call him, like, Tom.
I know. Billy. That's like the opposite of... When a baby sleeps on their head and their head gets flat.
Yeah. Oh, the cone head thing?
The cone head. That's like if he slept face forward like too long and the parents never gave him a helmet to straighten him back out. Yeah. They never did it. Which, speaking of, go to sleeping head first like an owl. I posted a picture of that yesterday. Yeah. So they, this is how owls sleep, apparently. Baby owls sleep face down because their heads are too heavy to hold up. And I'm apparently
a dead mouse.
I know. Well, he's asleep.
Oh.
That's how mice sleep, too. don't presume. This podcast is not about presuming. We don't know what the motive of that owl was, if he killed that mouse or not. But they, I get sent like animals lying down, like how they sleep. That's like my thing now. Like I just get, I get coffee stuff all day long.
Oh, sure.
And then I get any animals. But this one was a good one. I mean, an owl sleeping like that is just, it looks like he had a night. I mean, he went out and just lived it up and then didn't even make it all the way back into his house. No. He, look at this.
Face do down.
Do you think you would dread going to bed if that's how you had to sleep?
And you want to be my latex salesman. Yeah, just couldn't make it. I mean, can you? He's like, oh, he just wakes up the next morning, just like what happened? You know, has no idea what happened.
That's the only bird that could lay down like that, right? Don't owls have flat faces?
Yeah, I mean, they look like Worf. Like they, I think they do.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it says its head's too heavy to hold up. That doesn't explain why it's face down in the dirt.
What if you could talk to owls and go, have you ever thought about laying on your back, though? And then they go, you know, I don't know if I have. Yeah. And then one of them tries it, and he's like, are you kidding me? Like, he goes, why didn't we ever?
This is so much better.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, dude, all our heads are heavy. I agree. Our heads are too heavy.
Hold on. So, can't owls rotate their head all the way around to begin with?
That's false. No, I don't know if that's false. That sounds like something you would say.
That's true.
I think they can do it all the way, like The Exorcist. Like they could just
see if owls can get chicken pox.
So even if you could, even if the owl's face down, it could just turn its head around before it passes out.
Oh yeah, for it, like it just does a
right. There's literally. The more I think about it, the more I think that owl is dead in that picture.
The barred owl can turn its head. It said 270 degrees in each direction, which means they can look to the left by rotating all the way to the right or vice versa. So they can basically go, look up an owl x-ray. Someone posted that. They said, look that up. And because their legs are real, something's real weird.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
What is that? Is this what they?
Oh, dude.
Oh, that owl's getting a COVID test. One of the pictures.
Those don't look like owls. It's,
huh?
Those don't look like, well, I don't
well,
know.
That's the point, right? Is it,
yeah, I think that's because they're yeah.
They're all feathers?
Yeah, there are a lot of feathers. It's a big part of an owl is the feathers. it's one of those gigantic factor. No, it wasn't as fun. Do owl x-ray legs. Do owl. Someone said look up something. Just click on an image.
There you go.
And then,
yes.
I mean, you click on the one thing that's not an x-ray.
Let's take a closer look at the spine.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Just do the legs. I don't think it's anything.
This?
I mean. No, go to the one that shows the two legs. I mean, my goodness.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
You know what
I'm going
to do? I'm going to get my grandmother to come in here and work on the lookup stuff. It doesn't matter.
Hold on. Go back to the tweet of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you verified that this is a sleeping owl?
Of course not.
With anybody else?
No, I did not.
Has anybody called you out about it in the comments? Probably.
I don't know. You know, I've been called out before. I had a guy message me because I posted a dead horse, you know, but not dead horse, the horse laying down. Uh-huh. I have a joke about that. And a guy sent me a DM and said he wants to punch me in the face for posting dead animal pictures. Like, that's my thing. Which, to be fair to him, after this owl one, it might be my thing. And he did this whole big thing. Who do you think you're? I mean, he was like real mean.
Yeah.
And I never really comment to DMs, especially like mean ones. I have a rule. It's a good rule that I think everybody could use in real life. If you get something, if someone's mean to you on the internet or they do something, you give yourself 24 hours. And if you want to comment after 24 hours, then you're more than welcome to comment. But you will never want to comment after 24 hours. You're over it. You don't care. But in the heat of the moment, you want to engage.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give yourself 24 hours. This guy, I engaged with just because he was yelling at me about pointing these things. And so I think he just saw it some other way. So I very much enjoyed going, hey, man, just a heads up, I'm a comedian. I have a joke about I thought a horse was dead, but they can just lay down. And I just explained it. He never responded back. He did I saw it said seen, so he saw it.
He saw it.
And that's all. And that was enough.
So it's a guy who's unfamiliar with your comedy. And
but he, just thinks he like sees I'm a
your
guy.
Profiles, just all these animals that look like they're dead. Know,
who does this guy? What world are we living in that this guy can just post dead animals?
And he's amassed quite a following just posting dead animals people, on his Instagram.
It's disgusting, the people that like it, that like that kind of stuff. I'll get some mean ones sometimes where they tell me my comedy stinks. But you can always look at the time, and it's always like 4:30 a.m. Oh. You're like, that guy is about to go to sleep like that owl. Like, he's he is loaded. Uh-huh. And those are kind of fun to sometimes, because sometimes you're like, ah, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I wish you liked me or whatever, but I hope you have a good night. I just say something like that, because the next day they're like, I'm so embarrassed about me. Like, they just feel so bad, like, because they were like, I got tore up last night and said some stuff. So, all right, there's the owl. That was the owl picture. Stuff we're doing in COVID, thing that we were doing it before COVID, but trying to get through. I was showing my daughter the Star Wars movies. And so I can end up looking up a bunch of stuff. I look on like how you're supposed to watch things. I like looking stuff up. And the route that we chose was the machete order, which if you don't know the machete order, what's the explanation?
I had not heard of this until Nate told me about it, and I was going to be pretty skeptical. I was at first, but then I read about it. I was like, all right, it makes sense.
Like most things, he's mostly skeptical, and then I make sense probably 95% of the time.
Well, it's because he wasn't explaining it. The guy who wrote it explained it. Yeah. And then it made sense. So it's basically saying if you're watching Star Wars, all the Star Wars movies for the first time, if you go in the order they were released, no, I'm sorry, if you go in chronological order and start with The Phantom Menace, the prequels, then the big reveal of Darth Vader being Luke's father, there's not going to be a big reveal because you're going to know it from watching the prequels. You know what I mean? You're going to see him, Anakin, become Darth Vader. So if you want to keep that big surprise, then...
We're giving a lot of stuff away today. Contagion, Star Wars.
Right. So if you want to keep that big surprise, you can't watch it like that. So then someone said, well, just watch them in order they were released. But the problem with that is once the prequels came out with Hayden Christensen, George Lucas went into the Return of the Jedi, and at the end when Luke sees the ghost, Hayden Christensen's been placed in there. Do you guys remember this?
Yeah, I just watched it.
They went in after the fact
and did it. So if you're watching it that way, you're like, who's this guy? I don't even know who this is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that can be confusing as well. So this guy, who's just some software engineer in Colorado, came up with the machete order, which is basically you watch A New Hope first, Empire Strikes Back, and so you see Luke as he starts out as a young man and starts learning the Force, and then finds out that Darth Vader's his father. Then you skip Phantom Menace altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said no one likes it.
Jar Jar Binks, there's no real purpose in it, so he said just skip it altogether. So the third one you watch is Attack of the Clones. That's where you see Anakin as a young man, much like Luke was in A New Hope. And you see his rise to become Darth Vader.
And they have that's when Luke and Leia, Princess Leia, are born, right?
Right.
The end of that.
In Revenge of the Sith, that's the fourth one you watch. So go A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back. Then you go to the prequels, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith. Then once you see Anakin become Darth, you go back to Return of the Jedi and kind of see how it finishes out. And then this was written before the last three came out. Then it says just watch those last three.
I think it's in order. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Yeah. It's preserving the Luke storyline is what the guy says. What's funny is I don't even really care. Like, I'm not even... I like Star Wars, but I'm not a huge Star Wars guy, or like I'm not Marvel. Like I'm not my dad and my brother are way into this kind of stuff. I was never Harry Potter. I was never like mm-hmm. I'm just not into like a ton of fantasy. I like Superman. I like all this. I like them, but I'm just there's. This is a very intense way to do it, but I was just looking for some, way to like show her, and so that's how I stumbled upon this. What the only thing that she was like, Luke being, her big surprises, I think, for her when we did this order, when the Death Star blows up, was one of the funnest moments I got to see. As I'm gonna cry. No, I'm joking. I guess I started crying the first episode. I didn't make it out of the first episode. I'm going to start crying. Is her with Death Star blowing up, just her face of just like, whoa. And because you wanted, she was invested in the movie. And then seeing, when we actually watched Jar Jar Binks, I was going to just write them, watch them all in order. But then she sees Luke, the father, and then but Princess Leia being his sister was a big surprise, too, for her to figure that out. And then, so you know,
Did you do this machete order?
I did, we watched.
Did
one
you tell her that they were? Like, did you just tell her, oh, this is all in order, or did you let her know we're watching these out of order?
I mean, she's 7, so I don't know if she was diving into it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've been watching a couple were pretty easy. Then after that, it was kind of making her watch them. Like, I mean, she got kind of like,
yeah.
She'd tease me with it. She'd say, we can watch Star Wars. Like, if you let me stay up, we'll watch Star Wars. Like, that's how she gets to watch it.
Yeah.
But so she did that. And so, yeah, I mean, I kind of told her, but like, you know, I don't know how much she...
It's interesting to me that the special effects hold up for a kid that young.
I think they're better, the older ones. I think it's easier to watch. It's not as scary as the newer ones. Mm-hmm. And so it's easier for them to watch is, you know, not as bad. We're thinking about Harry Potter next is the plan. I don't think I've ever watched... I've watched maybe a couple Harry Potters.
Yeah. Have you read the books?
No. Did I read...
Come on, Aaron, do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah,
I know. That's why.
Did I read? I've read some books.
Yeah.
What have I read? What's the
Hunger Games?
Hunger Games. I read the Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
All the Hunger Games. I loved it. I went to a nice book phase. Kind of out of it right now.
That was. He thought it was a food book.
I thought. Yeah.
He's like
it was. I read Hunger Games. I loved the book. Was awesome. I remember my dad wanted me to read Hobbit, and I just was like, no.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was like, he wants me to read it just to read it, but I just don't care. Like, mm-hmm. I've never seen Lord of the Rings, never really watched those.
Yeah.
I read a lot of military, like, you know, like some of those Lone Survivor, like that book, they made that movie.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Start trailing off. I don't know, man. I've read some stuff.
I read.
Books,
Jerry.
A lot of Seinfeld references. I read his the unauthorized biography.
Yeah.
You ever read those? Like, it's kind of crazy. Someone writes a...
just like a fan writing about it?
I mean, it's a guy that writes these books, uh-huh. And so they like they did one on Jordan. That was a big one.
Yeah,
it was doing Michael Jordan, like and you read his, like the Jordan Rules was all just a guy that was not like a part of the group. They talked about it, The Last Dance, like.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, that's a big thing. But they had one on Seinfeld I read a long time ago, and they're all pretty good. I mean, sometimes those are the ones, you know, it's hard to tell if you feel bad because it's like getting written by some dude. But those are the ones I think that you get more out of it than you would from a guy that's not going to be open to talk about stuff. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, Jordan's not going to talk about being mean to BJ Armstrong in his book. Like,
yeah.
But that guy did. And they fought and all the stuff that kind of came out in Last Dance that he did. So, I don't know. I like that kind of stuff. I haven't read a book in a while, though. It actually has been a while. I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy reading. I would read at night. I don't know, or in bed. I should do that.
Did you read the Dan Brown books?
I did. Oh, yeah. What's that movie?
Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code. I read Da Vinci Code.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I forget stuff, man. I have a problem reading a book, and then I'll just be like, what is going on? Like, you know, and I'll just forget the whole beginning.
I'll read a book, and I'll realize I haven't been paying attention the last five pages.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've been reading it.
Yeah.
But
you're thinking about something else.
But I haven't processed the words at all.
Yeah. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I do it in watching movies, too. I can not get... I'm trying to think if there's any movies I've watched twice. I think there's probably... You know, sometimes where you think... You're like, wait, have I seen this movie before? Mm-hmm. You think that. But I think I've watched movies twice, and I don't even have that thought. Like, I'm just like in it going, no, we haven't. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I
can do that where your mind kind of wanders, and then you know, you don't know where you're at.
I've read a lot of books where I don't get a bookmark, and I just, for the life of me, can't find where I left off, so I just give up.
Yeah.
Done that a bunch.
You know, you don't fold it,
fold the page, Aaron.
Well, you're right. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I could do that.
That's old school, guys.
That is. Yeah. I don't like doing that. You mess the book up.
There you go. Yeah, you ruined the book.
And then you have a bunch of folded parts. And then you go, then you get too many, and you're like, well, which one was the one?
Exactly.
But, you know, you can get a bookmark. Note card works. Just regular paper at your house. I mean, there's a lot of things.
You're right. You can put a lot of stuff in
the pen. You could just throw a pen in the middle of the book and... You know.
Could just open it up and lay it down, opened up. I could do all these things.
You could do it Baby Al style. Just put it face down in the dirt.
Yeah. Why don't you just do that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go back and try to read it?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
You just done.
Those Harry Potter, when I read the Harry Potter books, I would read those whole books in one sitting.
Oh, yeah.
I would sit down and read it in like 7-8 hours.
Wow.
And just be done with it.
Was it during your COVID test? You probably knocked something out of the COVID test. Did y'all watch anything while you waited in line?
We just listened to music, I think. We just sat there.
Oh, y'all do?
Yeah.
Do you turn your music very loud?
Well, I do when it's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll crank
it. Do you ever get
up
in a car when someone has their music super loud?
Mm-hmm.
And like when they're driving, there's like four of you? Like, have you ever done that?
Where it's preventing conversation from happening in the car?
And you're just like driving, and you're like... What are we doing? Like,
that's
the part that I never understood.
Well, I'd rather people do that than you get in the car and the music is so low. It's like, why can't even enjoy this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know those people?
No.
Turning up like the two.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I can barely tell what song this is.
I turn it to two when I'm by myself just to that's how I enjoy music. You know what I don't listen to? I don't listen to words in music. I'm not a good, like...
Oh, okay.
I don't take the words in. Like, you know, I know a song is like about the story, and I think there's songs that I like that are, I mean, just brute. Like, that could be about like someone dying, and I'll be like, just like, you know, fun listening to it because I like the beat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a good. I listen to music like the way like a dog would. Like,
so you don't listen to instrumentals; you just ignore the words.
I ignore the words.
Okay.
I don't think
he's all about the beat.
I'm about the beat. I don't think about the words. I don't think like I'm never listening to it going, what's this song about? I don't know what any songs are about.
He's going like, don't fear the reaper. That's a great song. It's
happy. That's what I would do. I would love that song.
Yeah.
And I do love that song.
Yeah.
I don't know what that song's about. It was about not dying or
that
something.
That song is like encouraging suicide. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 40,000 people every day, Romeo and Juliet. Like they're making a strong case.
Oh, for...
Yeah, don't fear the reaper. Don't fear the grim reaper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, that makes sense. Like,
Nate's listening to Taylor Swift over here.
I know. Like, that is... And were people mad about that?
I don't know if they were mad. They didn't take to the streets or anything, but I think people are...
They encouraged... That is... Is that like a thing that people talk about, or is that just you saying that? Is that like something
I think it's just known that that's kind of a dark song. It's about the.
I thought it was a fun song because I don't know what the word.
Because the cowbell and everything. Yeah, Saturday Night Live. They really changed that song. I feel like if that sketch hadn't come out, maybe people would feel differently about it. Now.
Yeah. That is true. Don't fear the reaper, Romeo and Juliet. Like everything's suicide.
Yeah, 40,000 people every day
die of suicide.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that number's accurate now, but
it just sounded good. It rhymed.
It's in the
it's like that, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you just go
rhythmically. It fit.
Yeah, you're like, nah. It's like 100, but 40,000. The rhythm of that was just so good. I couldn't.
Yeah,
I could do it. You know, maybe it is. All right. We're doing good. We got to be close. Are we like an hour? We're right at an hour. Felt it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, we, you know, that's what we're going to see. Like, because I don't know how long these are going to be. Look, I think this thing could go. I think we could quit this after one episode. No, I'm not feeling it, so I'm probably not going to do. I'm not going to be here for the next one. But that's just me. I think these guys should do it still. Like, no, I think we will do these. I mean, I have ideas of just doing this. We could how long this goes? An hour more? I don't know. You know, it's about being fun and funny. And one thing I do want to try, and I want to try it for the next one. We brought Krispy Kreme donuts. We had them today. For everybody, I get them every day, but I thought I would use it today. But oh, yeah, I'll go by there. Are they still open? I always act like that every time I go. Are they still?
Yeah.
Or is it the one that's over the? You ask a few times. We had Krispy Kreme donuts for people coming today, and Aaron. I mean, he said he could. You said you could eat 36, but I mean, how many do you honestly think you could eat? I think I can eat a lot too. I don't. If I was starving, but I would get. Like I can eat a lot, dude. I can eat them almost every day.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could probably, I could maybe do a dozen. I could maybe, yeah. not. But I mean, how many do you honestly think you could do?
Are you looking up the world record?
Well, yeah.
Well,
could we set a world record in this next podcast?
That, no.
257.
Well, don't.
Well, those are hostess
question.
Donuts. They're very, very different.
Well, how many of those could you eat?
Do Krispy Kreme. See if there's a record for Krispy Kreme.
How many of those could I eat? I don't know. Not a lot. Those are pretty heavy.
There you go.
That's like a cake donut. A Krispy Kreme glazed donut is probably 80% yeah. air.
He said he ate 12 first in 34 seconds.
Matt Stoney, that guy's great, by the way.
Is it? Do you know him for real?
He's a YouTube. He does like eating challenges on me.
Oh God! Yeah,
Tarantino.
No, mean, he's just impressive. He's a competitive eater.
You like eating so much that you are into the athletes that do it. You know, I had a fun joke about the hot dog eating contest a long time ago.
Yeah.
About that, like, there's no fat people, and like you would think the guy that eats the most hot dogs should be like, weigh 400 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And but the guy's in the greatest. Joey Chestnut's in terrific shape.
Yeah.
So fat people are not even good at what they're good at. That they get beat out by just tiny, skinny, like, it's so crazy to me that you have to be ripped and, like, muscular to eat all of these hot dogs. You would think, I mean, don't you think you would just have a dude just plops up there, weighs just enormous, and just pounds all these hot dogs?
Not if it's about speed. Right, the Nathan's hot dog eating champion. That's about speed. If you're talking just like endurance,
what are we gonna walk? Well, we got how long is this show gonna be? Like they're gonna just show you on 4th of July, and you're just like all day. You're just watching you.
Well, I understand. I'm saying that type of competition probably lends itself to a guy who's in shape. If talking like a marathon, that's when the fatties come out.
Huh? Now we're talking. I know we're talking about the podcast. We're doing it, but so you're saying that if they had a show, and it's like, let's do a Thanksgiving dinner show where it never stops getting served. It's like an Italian mom that keeps bringing food out.
Yes.
As I know, as full blooded Italian. So like, and it just never stops. That would almost be pretty good. And who could keep going? That's actually a pretty good show.
Yeah.
We do it where you just keep getting served and who has to end up leaving the table? Who can stay? How long can you stay?
That's when you'd see the fat guys come out. They would start to show up.
They'd start to show up.
Oh, yeah.
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 They have to sit there and then, I mean, yeah, but you got to be eating the whole time and they keep bringing.
Because I think when you're speed eating, you're working all kinds of muscles and there's a real physical process to that.
Yeah.
If it's just like for the love of the game, like endurance, just who can last the longest.
Yeah.
And even the hot dog eating championship, like they're never placing, they're not doing well, but there are some fat guys up there that are like the world ramen eating champion.
Just enjoying themselves.
Yeah. They're up there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They just, you hear them go, what's that? This is a competition? I thought this was the line for hot dogs. I just thought.
Mark Knudsen's got that joke.
What is it? Does he?
He won a hot dog eating contest. He didn't even know he was in.
Oh. They so you think how many honestly during this length of this podcast, how many Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, an hour? I could eat a dozen without even thinking about it.
Yeah. You said 36 downstairs.
I said no, listen. I'm just walking you through. I could eat a dozen, like no problem.
Dozen's not even
Have to wake it up. It would affect me later. I mean, it would compound over time. But like a dozen, no problem.
Yeah.
I could at two dozen, it's gonna start to I'm gonna start to feel it a little bit. And then, I mean, it remains. I mean, I don't know how much I get of that third dozen.
We'll find out.
I think we should find out. Would you try it if we bring them in next time? We just put them.
Yeah,
in
I would try it. As long, you know, I would try it for the science of it. Just to
whatever you got to tell yourself, man. It's for the science of it. That's what this is gonna be in some Harvard lab in 15 years. Like they're just looking at you, they're studying this eating.
As long as it's in service of some greater good and it's not just me living a dream.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I like them. I mean, I wanted to could you really get through? I mean, I would be impressed with two dozen, I think.
Really?
In an hour? Yeah, just the length of this podcast. Yeah.
Can we set some rules?
I mean,
can I leave in the middle of this, or is it in one sitting?
It's in one sitting.
Okay, so I can't get up to
go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Okay. I mean, you shouldn't be doing it if you have to do that. Yeah. A problem,
do we need a doctor?
Yeah, like that's call? Like
I'm covering my bases here. Okay, I can't leave. I can have water.
We have a bathroom in this room, and if you go in there during this,
I would use a different bathroom.
You would go, you would drive home, come back.
I'd probably go to it. I've done that, by the way.
Have you got a hotel room? Go get a hotel room. There was a Ray Romano, and something he shot about doing comedy. They did that somewhere. They actually got a hotel room.
Wow.
Because they they had to go to the bathroom and. Something they couldn't do, so they found some hotels like $50, and they're like, yeah, it is what it is.
I went to Thanksgiving at a friend's house, and I snuck out and drove to a gas station, used the bathroom, and drove back. Nobody knew.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not about to do this to this nice family.
Yeah,
he just let me in. Yeah.
Make the rule he can go to the bathroom. It's got to be
I don't want it.
And you and I are just talking.
Yeah.
If the only bathroom I could use is right there, I would not use it.
Yeah.
I think
you got to sit. It's what you think you can do here. So you think, 24, we'll get 24?
I would get at least 24. If I got less than 24, I would be upset with myself.
Yeah.
Because I talked a big game earlier.
Should I get 36?
Well, we got to have it.
We'll have 36. I'll have 36 here.
Okay.
And we'll see what you can do.
Okay.
And I think me and Bates could do... by the way, I'm not against... I'm not like...
Yeah.
Being like, you're a big dude. Let's try to see how much you need. You say you could eat 36 to a breeze.
You're right. I was talking a big game earlier, but I didn't think I would be asked to do it
publicly.
Put my money where my mouth is.
That's the problem with this world. People don't put their money where their mouth is, and that's what this podcast is about, is putting your money where... No, I don't know. I'll never suggest any... I'm never going to say anything.
Yeah.
Huh?
I want a counter, and it dings every time you finish one. It just tallies up.
We're letting everybody in. What are you, chocolate glazed?
Oh, just glazed. You can't...
Just glazed?
You can't introduce other stuff. It's got to be...
You can't mix it up.
Yeah.
Right, just glazed. I might get some chocolate for myself.
I really regret doing this, but we
don't have to do it.
No, I wouldn't.
I think it's fun. We don't have to do it.
I mean, now I feel like we have to, but I would do it.
I'd just be curious to see what you can do. I mean, we had people, I think you could eat 12. I'll sit here with you. I'll try to see what I can get through.
Yeah.
I could probably get through a dozen.
See, a dozen's not that much, dude. I feel like you could. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's,
maybe I can.
It's I'll more see. Than you're supposed to
I'll,
have.
I'll do.
But
I'll
it's,
see if I can do a dozen.
Okay.
I'll see what I can get through.
Okay. That would make me feel better about it.
All right. All right.
You want to get in on this action, Brian?
I'll do chocolate.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I could do three.
Well, he's out. This is, he's got
it. I don't want to get the computer dirty.
He's got to take his medicine. And Brian's going to have laid out his pills that say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I have that.
Do you?
I do.
Oh.
We'll crush up some pills, put them in the glaze for you.
All right. So next week we're going to get it. I'll see what I can get through. You see what you get through.
Okay.
He'll do it, and then we're And we'll just be doing that as we do the podcast.
Sure.
It'll be fun. So, all right. Well, that was it. This first episode, I think we did. You know, we did it. It's something. This is something. We have something going on. Hand sanitizer. Everybody's temperature was below what they're supposed to be, which is good. So, all right. I think that's it. So, we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Nate Land Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Spotify, you know, just wherever you listen to your podcast. And please remember to leave us a rating or a comment. Nate Land is produced by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the All Things Comedy Network. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Consulting in partnership with Center Street Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nate Land Podcast.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.